Tyrion. They had warned him to dress warmly. Tyrion Lannister took them at their word. He was garbed in heavy quilted breeches and a woolen doublet, and over it all he had thrown the shadowskin cloak he had acquired in the Mountains of the Moon. The cloak was absurdly long, made for a man twice his height. When he was not a horse, the only way to wear the thing was to wrap it around him several times, which made him look like a ball of striped fur. Even so, he was glad he had listened. The chill in the long, dank vault went bone-deep. Timmet had chosen to retreat back up to the cellar after a brief taste of the cold below. They were somewhere under the hill of Rainey's, behind the Guildhall of the Alchemists. The damp stone walls were splotchy with nitre, and the only light came from the sealed, iron and glass oil lamp that Halin the Pyromancer carried so gingerly.
Gingerly, indeed, and these would be the ginger jars.
Tyrion lifted one for inspection. It was round and ruddy, a fat clay grapefruit. A little big for his hand, but it would fit comfortably in the grip of a normal man, he knew. The pottery was thin, so fragile, that even he had been warned not to squeeze too tightly, lest he crush it in his fist. The clay felt roughened, pebbled. Halin had told him that it was intentional.
A smooth pot is more apt to slip from a man's grasp,